You're about to hear excerpts from WMTS's coverage of DragonCon 2010, brought to you by Drew Pickering and Landon Doan. For more information on the convention, visit DragonCon.org. Thanks, gang.
Hello, this is Dana Snyder. You're listening to WMTS 88.3, the cool sounds of cool jazz all afternoon and right on straight on till morning. Smooth College Radio, the home of Dixieland Jazz, WMTS 88.3, which is twice as good as that stupid radio station that's on 44.1.5.
I remember leaving the hotel room thinking, all right, man, it's the first day of Dragon Con. There's going to be people everywhere, just in costumes, so much crazy stuff that wasn't there earlier. No, we woke up, it was so early, it was before the con was awake, as in the entire con.
Yeah, it was a little bit unsettling just walking around on the floor of the convention and just seeing absolutely nothing open, nearly nobody there. It was comparable to a zombie film where the main character awakens from whatever convenient plot point rendered him unconscious for a little while, and he's wondering, and I was like, what's going on? Where is everybody? It was similar to that, just seeing this place that should be bustling with life, but having absolutely nothing going on. It was a little eerie.
You know, kind of ironically, too, the zombies did come out after a couple hours.
Oh, yes, there
were zombies everywhere, and of course, every kind of costume
we actually
with
got
a zombie version.
Before the zombies.
Yeah, they were still doing their makeup, I guess, and getting ready to look like zombies. Who knows? But either way, it was time for the voice actors panel, and then Dana Snyder's interview right after that. So we got ready and headed down there for our first panel.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So on that voice actors panel, there was, of course, Dana Snyder, who voices Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We also had John DiMaggio, Billy West, and Phil LaMarr from Futurama. And we had George Lowe and C. Martin Croker from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And it was just really interesting to see these faces with the voices that both you and I identify so well with.
Before I read these stupid words, I want something to eat. You're listening to WMTS 88.3 FM. College radio is the best radio in the country. Where's my steak?
The MC there pulled out a lot of fun activities, like between the voice actors. For instance, they had the ad-lib, just random situations and voices that were completely irrelevant to each other. There was one that stuck out. Do you want to tell them about that real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was one involving C. Martin Croker as the voice of Zorak from Space Ghost Coast to Coast and The Brack Show, and he was talking with Dr. Zoidberg, voiced by Billy West, and they just happened to meet in a ladies' bathroom, so, you know, here you go, Zorak meeting Zoidberg in a ladies' bathroom.
Oh, boy. This is Lucy. I don't know if you remember. See what you're doing.
Already, get my clutch. I love Lucy.
That's not very nice. If you killed her and have to operate, open her up and make her live again, but she'd have three more arms.
What's that white stuff?
Which white stuff? The gooey stuff with the powder on my nose.
I do kind of like that cologne.
We've been there a long time pissing.
And afterwards, Billy West, I guess, was not content having one fake conversation, so he pulled out a conversation between himself as two different characters. It was Zoidberg and Professor Farnsworth, both from Futurama, and they... What was the situation again that they kind of like pitched at him?
They were talking about the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
Of all things, the Gettysburg Address.
And of all characters,
yeah,
those two. But yeah, here's how it went down.
Good news, everyone. Well, where is everyone?
I'm here. Now, I want you to remember back.
How far?
Lincoln's time.
Oh, I was 27 then.
What about the Gettysburg Address?
Oh, what about Webster's reply to Haynes? I bet you don't know that, Mr. Smarty Ass.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smarty.
After the voice actors panel, we were able to meet up with Dana Snyder, and we were able to, you know, conduct our interview. Crazy how that works. So we asked Dana, of all the characters that you voiced, from Master Shake and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, to Granny from Squidbillies, to the Alchemist from Venture Brothers, or any other show you provided a voice from, is there one character you specifically identify with?
Sadly, it's probably Master Shake. Also, it's like the first one that I did, so I have a lot of affection for it, because I wouldn't be doing anything if I didn't do that one, you know? That's what I sort of got, because all I did was theater before, so it's sort of, that's sort of, what do you call it?
Put the door.
Yeah, and he's a jackhole, which my wife frequently tells me I am as well. So, unfortunately, it is probably the one closest to my...
On the topic of Aqua Teen, it's the longest-running show on the late-night Adult Swim block. We wanted Dana's opinion on the world-famous Adult Swim now, as opposed to when he first began working there, when it was still a brand-new idea.
I think absolutely. I mean, the first thing is, everything that was on Adult Swim was done there. I mean, and if you really want to go even further than that, you know, Space Ghost was just repurposed old show, because they said, we'll let you make, Mike Lasso basically was like, I'll let you make some shows, but you can use anything from the Hanna-Barbera library, but that's it. And they, so that's where Space Ghost, you know, and then sort of out of that too, they, that's where C-Lab, because that was a real show, C-Lab 2020, that they changed to C-Lab 2021 and just sort of repurposed that stuff. And there was another that was, what was it? Oh, yes, that's it. But there was one that, yeah, the, but then they wanted the guys, we're going to do something new with Huckleberry Hound. Dave and Matt, the guys who created Aqua Teen, they realized, wait a minute, why are we doing this when we should do something that are our own characters? So they remembered they had written this script for Space Ghost that never got made, because Mike Lazo was like, they want to see Space Ghost, not these other guys. So they did that, then they did Aqua Teen. But they sort of almost did it before anyone told them they could do it. But also now, you know, there's a lot more shows that are, you know, you got like all the shows in LA that are made out there, you know, like Tim and Eric and Robot Chicken and those ones. And then there's the ones in Metalocalypse, and you got the New York ones like, you know, Super Jail and Venture Brothers, of course. So there's like a lot more, I think, because now that they're a little more well known and kind of pseudo famous, I mean, Adult Swim in general, that they started getting a lot more people who wanted to do stuff for them.
Over the years, Aqua Teen Hunger Force has featured many musical guests from really a wide variety of different genres. You have acts like MC Chris, Zakk Wylde, Glenn Danzig, and Andrew WK, just to name a few. We asked Dana what it was like to work with such musical talents, but we quickly figured out Dana probably wasn't the one we should be asking about this.
Well, that's where I lose them, because, and they know this about me very well, but I have no idea of any popular music. The first time we did this, the Foreigner episode, the Foreigner belt, well, actually the only time we did the Foreigner episode, we only did it once. I had no idea what any of those references were. He's like, you know, so now you're going to say, let's see how you feel when you're cold as ice. I'm like, all right. And then they were like, kind of sing it, you know, and I'm like, cold as ice. I'm like, they're like, no, sing it like the song. I'm like, what song? What the hell are you talking about? So they are frequently having to give me, like, sending me iTunes files of whatever, like, rock song they're trying to reference. It's a humongous gap in my cultural knowledge.
Being a hip-hop head and old-school Aqua Teen fan, I've always wondered why Schoolie D has been around since season one, just doing narrations and the theme song and everything else, and now getting to talk to Dana, I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to figure out what was going on there.
They wanted to get someone to do the theme, and they were like, we should have just like, they wanted something crazy, and they're like, what would be the least likely thing that this show should have? And they were like, gangster rap. We need gangster rap. So then they found Schoolie, because he was the original gangster from Philly, and then that was like it.
January 31st, 2007, a day which will live in infamy. Okay, not really. On January 31st of 2007, there was a interesting find from the Boston Police Department when they found a light bright of the Moonanites flipping the bird. But of course, them being the rational human beings and rational thinkers that they are, they immediately thought, bomb scare. So we asked Dana, what was it like to be a terrorist for a day?
The thing was, they kept, you know, they kept saying, like, this is a hoax. But a hoax, I think by its own definition, is something you're intentionally trying to deceive people that,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't like they made signs that had, you know, red cardboard sticks and wires coming out of it to look like a bomb. I said, like, you know, Aqua Teen's the bomb and strapped them all over the place. They were like, it was completely not the intention to shut a city down and pay $2 million to the city because you shut it down. I do not think when they made the $5 plastic signs that they were, that was their intention of, I know what we should do. Let's pay Boston $2 million and fire our head of our network. I just remember the guy, Shepard Smith or one of those guys, and they showed the picture that was clearly the Moonanite.
Yeah.
And him going, well, it's obviously a picture of SpongeBob flipping off the police. This is a personal message.
And moving on from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Dana also does the voice of Granny on Squidbillies. And I've always wondered, how did he get that part? It's completely different from Shake and the other characters that he's known for. And a lot of people don't even know that Dana is the voice of Granny. So we got a chance to talk to him about how that came about. And we got kind of an interesting story.
Because they did Squidbillies and I auditioned for Squidbillies.
Okay.
But I was auditioning for Rusty and Early. But they sent me the scene that just had three parts. So I just read all three of the parts. And Granny was one of them. Like, I just read it just to... Yeah, I was only reading it just to fill in the blanks. And then they called me later and they were like, oh, well, we're going to have you be Granny.
Hello, this is Master Shake from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Telling you, you're listening to WMTS 88.3. Now turn your radio up very loud. I want to tell you a secret. You're a sucker!
So we finished up with our interview, and we're like, okay, Mr. Snyder, thank you very much. It was very awesome to meet you. We're going to exit. So we go to exit, but the door we were supposed to go out to had a panel going on, and we can't exactly, you know, just walk through an entire room of people. Be like, excuse us, pardon what you're doing, sir.
Excuse me, we're leaving. I'm here with Master Shake. Yeah. We're trying to leave. But no, there was another door,
yeah.
And guess what? That also had a big panel going on, and, like, music, too. I think they were also playing music there, like a live performance. So we were like, well, we can't go through here either. I guess we're going to go through the dungeons of the Hyatt. And it kind of, that's what we did. We kind of hung out with Shake and followed him around trying to escape the hotel.
And we slayed a beholder beast while we were down there, too.
Yes, and leveled up twice. Mm-hmm. It was great. Fantastic.
Yes. And I saw that you got a natural 20 on your agility roll. Congratulations.
Thank you. Shake was very impressed. But no, actually, we did get a chance to talk to him for a little bit. As we walked around, and we gave him a hoodie
from
the station that he actually accepted and complimented. He was like, this is a good hoodie. I'm going to wear this hoodie.
Yeah.
And I was like,
awesome.
You don't have to tell me that you're going to wear the hoodie. You can just, you know, take it, smile, and throw it at some kid in the next panel. As long as I don't know, as long as I see you leave with the hoodie. And he heard that, and he was like, no, it's actually a good hoodie. I'm going to wear this. So.
Yeah, he commented it being, a lightweight hoodie that apparently he liked that style or something. Well, there you go.
He said something about it, but either way, you might just, you know, see a picture on the internet of Master Shake in our hoodie.
This has been a presentation of Bumper to Bumper, brought to you by Band of Dope and Drew Pickering. For more information on the convention, visit dragoncon.org. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. from September 21st through October 19th. If you missed any part of the series and wish to catch up, the broadcasts will be uploaded at wmts.org. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the rest of today's Bumper to Bumper show. The Dragon Con Adventure continues next week at 5 p.m., only on WMTS 88.3 FM, Student Run Radio.
Guess what, homie, you're a dork.